So I work in automotive industry in the Philippines, in Southern Tagalog. My life is a simple life, Joe. So I have a wife, now with two kids. So I start 1995. I'm only 20 years old. So our salary, because in the Philippines we have a cheap salary. So there's some workers to form a genuine union to fight the traditional union, the commune, because this union is this company union is not provide the true wages, the right wages, the benefits, and the protection of the welfare of the workers. So we form a union secretly. So we work we did education. So workers' education. We done this after our work, after shift. Your salary cannot cope your all necessity. For example, your house rental, house electric bill, water bill. So the education of your son. So this your salary is only for your only a food only. It's not enough. So after the union, we have a rice subsidy, okay. Then we have a meal allowance, we have transport allowance. So it is the gain of the genuine union to form. So before we have no transport and meal allowance. This area is militarized, because aside in the industrial zone they have own security guards. They have equip of high power rifles. Like Armalite, yeah, and in your company premises, the company have a own security guard. And some security guard they have a notes. They take note. They write if you're going to restroom or go to your locker. So your name, they take your time. It's not good to talk like organizing at the company inside when during your working, because the guard and also the supervisor of the company, when somebody suspected you are the leader, you're organizing, so they call you and they talk you one-on-one in a conference. So this is the coercion. It's happened. Like me, it's happened sometimes with me. Yeah, they took me and they call me in one single room, they conference, then they asking me you are the one, the leader? Oh, I deny it. Oh, no. So I don't know.
Was there any violence towards union organizers in the free trade zone where you were?
Yeah. Yeah, they have a lot of violation in the Southern Tagalog. The president of the union, he killed. He was riding at the motor. He shot at the back. So we suspected that. Of course the company, the Nestle, and the police, of course, the intelligence. So I think it's a tactics of the government to neutralize the mass organization, because in Southern Tagalog there are a lot of people to oppose all the anti people policy of the government in Southern Tagalog. So like this union no strike policy. So we oppose that and call this harassment and political killings.
Yes, that's also part of the reason why you were forced to leave. And
yeah, that's also the reason. Yeah, I'm more violent in the Philippines. Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit then about your experience when you came here?
I experience here. Yeah, the winter.
What month did you arrive?
January. Yeah, oh, January. January 2009. Yeah. So in my life, it's the first time I saw the ice, the ice, the snow. So I saw only at the television, at the cinema. Now I can touch it. So at the first, it's very happy. Of course, this is the first time to touch the snow. But later on, oh, it's not too happy. Huh? It's getting sad. Yeah, because in my work, we walk only 1.5 kilometers away from my work at the last 2009. Mm-hmm. We work at night. We are only two person at night.
And can you describe your work? What were you doing?
Yeah, we work in an aerospace company. Yeah. So we did the machine. So we did the parts. We grind it. We cut. So to supply to the aerospace company.
Then. So you walk to work at nighttime?
Every night. Yeah. Because the company, they have foreign workers because they want to work at night. So they want the company 24 hours operational. So I think nobody apply or to work at that time.
And do you think, are you paid the same?
No. We are not paid the same because I saw the other workers, the Canadian, it's pay at 17, but us we pay only 14. Mm-hmm. So the salary are not same.
And how many people work during the day?
During the day, I think it work only 50, yeah.
50 work during the
day?
Yeah,
50 workers.
And how many are you during the night?
We are only two. And they operate us at two machines. Mm-hmm. Two machines in one person. In daytime, because they are Canadian, they have choices to operate one. Because us, we instructed to operate, mandatory to operate two machines. So it's very risky to operate two machines because our job is high precision and all robotics. So all the movements, maybe you cause an accident if you mistake some.
Especially at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, 3 o'clock in the morning and 4. The very hard is 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning.
What was your relationship with other workers in your place of work, in the factory?
Yeah. Our relationship, although we work at night, but in the morning we see each other.
Okay.
So, and we say always, hello, good morning, bon nuit. So the relationship is not too much. Some people are making teasing. Teasing like words Tony. Yeah, because some Canadian concern us that telling that you call Tony of that guy, it's not good. Because your name is not Tony. So it's a joking or it's bullying you. But later on, after 3 months, they not to try again, because we prove that we have the right guy to work at that area, because they know we can run the machine. We are only two people. We have no team leader. We have no supervisor, but we can run the machine. We have no problem living here in Quebec. Because for us, we don't speak Panse, so it's very hard to live, to communicate, especially when you are going outside, going to grocery. So people are talking in French. So I don't know what they say. That I'm all when I pay some my grocery, I only see the amount of the on the screen, not necessary to understand he spoke out. But yeah, it's very hard. It's very hard to communicate, and I feel because in the Philippines, all neighbors are very friendly and to see each other and talky. I talk around. But here, I think it's the only one time I talk in our neighbor. It was only one time in a year. It's accidentally only because he did the what you call the grass cutter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's only one time to talk my neighbor. So we feel like alone. Yeah.
You feel lonely.
Yes. And to my family, yeah, we talk by through Skype by internet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I miss my family, of course. So
have you seen them at all since you left the Philippines?
It's only internet through webcam.
You haven't seen your
Only at the webcam. Yeah, it's very hard. Yeah.
What are your hopes for the future?
Yeah. Expectation. Yeah, the expectation in Canada. So I become a permanent resident here. So that's my ambition or aim right now, to become a permanent resident here. So it's very hard to work as a temporary. So like me, I'm a unionist in the Philippines. So me, if I have a chance to permanent here, so I want to form my union here in the Canada. Mm-hmm. So I want to continue. I want to continue because working in a union, it's a good to help other people to protect their rights. Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to do that as a temporary foreign worker.
Yeah.
It's, why? Why is it hard?
Yeah, very hard to form a union if you are a temporary. So if the company, you know, if they know that, maybe you kick out or not to renew your contract because you're some other year in the future, you form a union in my company. So I think that the company know that.
If you had to advise somebody who was coming here as a temporary foreign worker, or if you wanted to tell people, if you have a message, what would you say?
Either you are temporary or permanent here in Canada, you must think to do is you know your rights, of course, and be aware of the policy of the company. Another is much better if you know somebody or like IWC, the Immigrant Worker Center, like that organization to help migrant workers. Much better to call or to contact some people. So much better because you're a migrant workers. You are living nowhere. You didn't know somebody. So much better you have some organization to belong to teach you how to protect yourself, of course.